The Days of 47 parade draws hundreds of thousands of people to the streets of Salt Lake City every year. And some of the people who live along those streets say the city isn't doing enough to keep the crowds from trashing their property. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
Salt Lake City's street sweepers were out along 900 South on Friday, cleaning up after the huge crowds that lined the Days of 47 parade route the day before. The rules for spectators are clear. No saving spaces before 6 p.m. the day before. Stay on public property. No tents, no dogs. But some residents say not much is being done to enforce those rules. Christopher Schmidt moved into his home near the corner of 9th South and 2nd East earlier this year.
We had people all over our yard. We had fights breaking out in front of our house. You know, my dogs were freaking out the whole day. It just wasn't something we were prepared for.
Other residents say spectators were setting off fireworks all through the night and police didn't seem to be making much of an effort to enforce the rules. Salt Lake City Police Detective Dennis McGowan says there were actually hundreds of police officers in uniform all along the route from Wednesday afternoon until Thursday morning. But those who are unhappy about the way things were done should contact the department.
Certainly, we'd like to hear from them and we'll incorporate those feelings and those complaints, perhaps, into what we do for next year.
McGowan says officers try to talk spectators into complying with the rules voluntarily, and that usually works, but they will issue citations or make arrests if they have to. Dan Bomas, KUER News.